following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And Baylor will meet the third Big Ten team in the tournament, the Cornhuskers of Nebraska.
Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show with our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road again today at Cunningham's, where NCAA tournament first 16 games in the books yesterday and the second 16 go today. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. We will be here for about the next hour, take you up to the Nebraska game, which is against Baylor. Tip in San Antonio is at 11:40. The first game today, the only other game that will tip before Nebraska, is Duke and Mercer. That is at 11:15. Now we'll throw it right out there. They will be going through as yesterday, as they always do. They'll be going site to site here on ESPN for complete wall-to-wall coverage on the Husker Sports Network. Go to our FM dial at 94.5, The Breeze 94.5, Kent Pavelka, Matt Davison. We'll have all the pregame. Coming up on our show today, not only will we talk about the basketball and look at the brackets, and I felt good coming in, and then producer Jeff told me that I went 10-6 yesterday. I filled out too many brackets, Jimmy. I filled out too many. You're 14-2.
Yeah, I'm in the hunt, but yeah, I had a couple games that I could have won, but I also had a couple breaks too. So a lot of games in overtime. What a day!
Oh man,
exciting day!
First time there's been four games in overtime on a single day in tournament history, so that was cool. A couple of them probably shouldn't have went to overtime. A couple of teams let a couple of games get away. We'll talk about that coming up in about 5 minutes. Sean Callahan is going to join us. Little hoops, but we also want to talk the first half of Nebraska spring football. They wrapped up yesterday. Now they're on spring break until March 31st, and so we'll see what the Huskers have accomplished there. We'll talk with Sean about that. We'll also catch up with Steve Anderson over at Fauner Park. What's better than watching the ponies and basketball all at the same time? And we'll talk about what's going on over at Fauner. And finally, we will talk with Rich Keller. He is the new baseball coach at Iowa, and they've got off to a good start. Jimmy, they're 12-5, but Rick Keller and his team, they're 12-5. Three of their losses was when they went to Kansas State and got swept in a weekend series. They really haven't played anybody, but they have a team that has three seniors and about 17 juniors. So it's not like he came in with an empty cupboard, and they're picked towards the bottom of the conference. And they have to take on Nebraska, Michigan, and Indiana in the next 3 weeks, three of the top four teams in the preseason poll. So we'll see what happens. But it's at Iowa, So you got to win on the road.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've got to be able to play Iowa and compete well. They're probably in the bottom tier, like you say, in the Big Ten Conference. What do you think, Doug? I mean, I would think, but it's been very competitive, though. If they're 12-5, they're playing the right people early.
And so. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. Where was Nebraska men's basketball picked this year in the conference?
I think they were way towards the bottom, aren't they? And I think they're playing in about an hour.
I think so. So you've always got to be worried. That's all that preseason stuff is. It's speculation on what you did the year before. You're always going to have to find that year where you make the breakthrough. So that's coming up. Plus, you'll want to be able to – you can care the Nebraska baseball on 1230 KHAS, 3 o'clock first pitch today. So you've got Nebraska basketball. You got Nebraska baseball. The softball team's home tonight against Minnesota. The NCAA wrestling championships are into their third round, and Nebraska has two wrestlers that are still alive in the winner's bracket, and those are the reigning All-Americans in James Green and Robert Kokish. Probably should have had Jake Soufflon there. He was the higher seed, but he lost to 11th seed Josh Kindig of Oklahoma State last night, 7-5. So he, along with Tim Lambert and TJ Dudley, lost the second round match. Our man Austin Wilson from Hastings lost in the first round yesterday, but he came back and beat a great wrestler out of Missouri. And Zach Toll, his record was like 24-5, and he beat him 6-1. So he's wrestling again this morning against the ninth-ranked wrestler in the country, Joseph Booth of Hofstra. Hopefully he can keep it going. Last year, Austin, as a freshman, lost in the first round, then won 3 in the wrestlebacks before going out 3-2. So the wrestling also going on. So plenty going on for Husker fans. And then you squeeze the Creighton game in between.
Yeah, I listened to the interview you had with the young man from Hastings, and I thought he did a great job with the interview. A very nice kid, and hey, he's got the perfect attitude to come back through the loser's bracket too. Just the way he talked. He's going to compete. He's going to, he likes to wrestle. Each match was going to be fun, so he will score some points.
Well, it's always nice, and I think you can say this about most of the, not most, because I think if you're a really good volleyball player in the state of Nebraska, you can be a, there have been plenty of those young ladies that have went on to be very good volleyball players in Division I, Nebraska or otherwise. Same way with football. But when it comes to men's basketball, wrestling, there have been much fewer Nebraska kids that have went on to the University of Nebraska and had standout careers. So it's a tough transition, and it's nice to see Austin Wilson having some success.
Yes, it is. It sure is, Doug.
Sean Callahan is going to join us here in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show, plus Steve Anderson from Fauner Park, Rick Heller, Iowa baseball coach. But, Jimmy, just off the top here, your thoughts on yesterday's men's basketball, the first 16 games, what stood out to you?
Well, one thing that really stood out on the negative was Colorado's effort. Colorado lost their best player, and they did not compete at all very well. There were some other teams that tried to compete. I think, American was outclassed. But what I looked at the most was I liked the way Oregon played. Oregon had a good tournament last year. They got drilled by UCLA in the first round of their conference tournament this year, and they came out and played pretty well. So that was impressive to me. I did not think that Florida looked that good. I didn't look like they looked like a national championship team. And they're probably, of all the people that filled out brackets, they were got the number one votes. Florida was, and I did not think they looked that well. I thought Manhattan gave Louisville all that he wanted, but I thought Louisville responded. So Louisville maybe can come back and win, but Syracuse looked good. They won easily. Wisconsin won easily. And then Oregon won easily. Go ahead. How about
and
you,
I thought Doug? I thought Michigan State also got tested yesterday. They scored 93 points. So Michigan State, and I think there is something to what you do in the first round that builds on down the tournament. I know every year we talk about this. It does give me pause for Florida. I think you do have to come out, and if you play a good team, even though they're a low seed, you need to play well. Michigan State did. Louisville pretty much did. Florida did not. Also, Oklahoma is the one team that I thought, and North Carolina State. Oklahoma and North Carolina State should have won yesterday. North Carolina State just couldn't make a free throw and got beat by St. Louis. There's kind of that young, gritty, non-BCS school that stays with it, that little engine that could, and they come through and they win. For Oklahoma, that was just a good game. I said last night, I think on the air yesterday, I think that will be the best chance to be a good game in the evening. And North Dakota State hit a line drive three, forced overtime, and then beat Oklahoma. So North Dakota State and San Diego State, I think there could be definitely your chance for that double-digit seed to get into the Sweet 16. In fact, I don't even know if it's this bracket, but one of mine, I think the very first one, I had San Diego State and New Mexico State advancing, and I was an overtime away from getting that double upset. Because usually there is one mini bracket where both those double-digit seeds
upset. Yeah, that's right.
Upset, so.
A 13 and a 12 or something. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, hey, Doug, you know, when I looked at it, another thing I thought, too, and I might be a little wrong, there was a lot of close games, but I did think Harvard deserved to win, even though they only won by...
Cincinnati played tough. They just didn't make any shots.
Yeah, that's right. But Harvard, I think, when I just watched the game, it wasn't like this was a fluke. I mean, you know, sometimes you go, boy, they caught him on the wrong night or they did whatever they needed to do. Now, New Mexico State maybe missed a chance to really pull off a huge upset because San Diego State looked quite a bit better. They had about a 15-point lead in that game. And the next thing you know, they can't make a free throw, and New Mexico State thrown in three. So, yeah, every once in a while you'll have that one time where you have that one chance to beat that team, and they just missed it in overtime.
Well, let's move along. Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's. We'll give you an update on the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge in just a little bit. But it's I have to chuckle. It's almost like Nebraska spring football is second thought right now with everything else that's going on with Nebraska men's and women's basketball in Creighton. But they're halfway through spring ball, and Sean Callahan is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Husker Online. Sean, are people still on Big Red on the Big Red scrolls and on all your chat boards? Have you seen a decline, or is it still the same talk with Nebraska spring football this year?
Oh, there's definitely a decline. I mean, it's you know, everyone's into basketball right now. It's awesome. I mean, heck, I'm in a sports bar here in South Lincoln at Tanner's, and there was over 100 people in line to get in when the doors opened at 10:30. You know, I mean, people in this state are crazy about basketball right now, and that's a great thing. You know, spring football, it's been awesome, though, having the access to see all the practices and get a chance to see things. But like you said, I mean, when you've got two teams in the NCAA tournament, that is the story. I mean, that is you know, Robin Washington and Dan Hoppen, my two writers down in San Antonio, and they said it felt like a football bowl trip down there last night with the amount of fans out and about, and Husker fans clearly outnumbered Creighton fans and everyone else. About 3-1 is what the award was with all the Husker fans down along the Riverwalk.
Sean, you were in what, junior high school the last time Nebraska was in the NCAA tournament? I just want to know what impact a successful men's basketball team can have with a successful football team. How there are very few schools that can pull that off, and Nebraska is a long way away still from being in the talk of a top 20 type basketball program every year. But how can the programs feed off each other and help each other, especially when it comes to maybe recruiting?
Yeah, I was a junior in high school when they made the tournament, again, lost to Arkansas. And in terms of how far away they are, I mean, I think when you look at next year, it's hard not to be excited, assuming Petaway comes back. I mean, they've got the big three in place, Pittsburgh, Petaway, Shield. Can they improve the point guard position? We all like Vinny Parker. We all think he's a great player, but he's not going to, you know, get you to top 25 status. And Ty Webster has not been the guy they thought he was going to be. And, you know, they've got to figure out the point guard position and the big man area. I mean, they're bringing in this kid, Jacob Hammond, the seven-footer out of Oklahoma, who has a good chance to be Mr. Basketball in the state of Oklahoma. Can he give them some minutes next year and give them another body? Because we saw at the end of the season, Wesley Smith really ran out of gas. I mean, he was great early on, but down the stretch, the final four, five, six games, Wesley Smith just didn't have the same gas in his tank, and they need another big guy and obviously some point guard help, I think, if they want to take that next step.
Hey, Sean, Jim Langan here. Hey, have there been any comments that you'd like to share that some of the Nebraska football players have said, hey, this is great about Nebraska basketball? Have you got one or two that just quotes from players of what they've said about it?
Yeah, there is quite a tight bond with a lot of the football players and the basketball players. I think particularly Petaway and Pitchford are pretty close to a lot of the guys on the football team. You know, I think a lot of these kids, too, in the off season, in the summer and other downtimes, they'll go over to the rec center, and the basketball players and the football players will play basketball with each other. So there is definitely a tight bond amongst the football and the basketball players. I know, I'm trying to think what player it was, said, hey, if you need my help on the team, I can suit up and help you guys out. He pulled Walter Pittsburgh at that. So they are pretty tight and have a good relationship amongst all those players.
Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Special early start on this Friday so we can get you out for Husker basketball. We're live at Cunningham's. Let's talk a little football, though, Sean. You the media was not allowed to go watch the last practice yesterday in which they scrimmaged. Do you have any news or what you heard coming out of yesterday?
I had not heard much. You know, the scrimmage didn't start until 9 or so at night, so it was like a 9 to 11 deal, and I think that had to do with classes. Anybody that had a night class, I don't think they wanted to miss the scrimmage. So they did everything late last night, and, you know, it wasn't by design that we didn't have access. I just think it was a deal where the Friday evening practices and this one Thursday one are the ones that we don't go to. I think it comes down to the media relations staff probably doesn't want to work on Friday night. So they keep Mann from San Antonio and whatnot. But, you know, overall, I've been impressed. I mean, there are a couple areas where, you know, there's questions in depth. I mean, defensive end is one where they've got, you know, I think two really good guys right now, McMullen and Gregory. But behind that, what else do they have? That's the one spot where, you know, they might, you know, they could move a defensive tackle to DN, like Malik Collins to play DN, Kevin Maurice to play DN or whatnot. But A.J. Natter and Joe Keels haven't shown a lot yet. But other than that, I think every position on this team has looked really impressive. Depth-wise, the offensive line has impressed me. Alex Lewis, I think, has a chance to be as good of a lineman that Bo Pelini's brought in his 7 years at Nebraska. This guy is the real deal, and players feed off of him in practice. There was an instance in practice, and you guys will like the story because Riker Fife is from your listening area, but one of the defensive linemen kind of laid a cheap shot to Riker Fife after the whistle, and Alex Lewis just got in his face and shoved the guy, and Rick Kaczynski got in Lewis's face, hey, and he goes, hey, that's my freaking quarterback, don't hit him, you know, and I mean, it got everybody fired up. He just has, you know, the ability to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk, and the players have kind of fed off of Alex Lewis on the offense and what he's been able to bring, and with him and Jay Cotton on that left side, that's been, to me, the biggest, most pleasant surprise, what they're going to bring Nebraska on the left side of the line.
Doug and Daddy Show here from Cunningham's as we get ready for NCAA tournament action. Sean, I want to ask you this because you have come out with so many glowing things to say here. By watching practice, will you just naturally think that, hey, this team might be better because you're actually seeing these guys? Just kind of what you've witnessed the first 2 weeks, how has that changed the way that you're reporting on Nebraska?
No doubt. I think it does. You know, I think Bo Pelini likes this team, and it's easy to see why. They've got two very explosive skill guys, you know, in Abdullah and Kenny Bell. And you see that every day in practice. I mean, every day those two guys make big plays, and you see why they are the best offensive guys they have. But you also get a better read on the quarterbacks. I mean, if you were to ask me today, I think Riker Fiat is definitely, you know, neck and neck for the number two job, and he might have the edge over Johnny Stanton. If we weren't seeing practice, I think most of us would just assume Johnny Stanton's the number two. But Riker Fife has put up a good battle, and I would almost say he has the edge early on. But, you know, Stanton had a good practice the other day, threw a nice 70-yard touchdown pass and a scrimmage deal, and so that's going to go back and forth. But you get to see that instead of guess about what you see or talk to so-and-so's friend's dad who gets to see practice. You know, it's a little bit different now when we get to see it and make our own opinion.
Sean, Riker Fife, when you look at him, what can he bring to the table that you're looking at and going, boy, he can throw the, like you said, the 7 yard out, or he can make a right decision. You know, sometimes as a quarterback, just making not a mistake, you know, going, hey, this guy's not open. That play we just called is not there. Are those the things he brings to the table, or is it something else?
Well, I think it's a combination. He's got probably the best arm of anybody, and the players will tell you that. He throws maybe the best, most consistent ball. And I think his athletic ability is what maybe surprises people. Like Jordan Westerkamp told me, you know, they were playing some pickup basketball when they were freshmen, and, you know, they go, oh, who's this walk-on kid from Grand Island, and Riker Fife, and they're dunking and getting after it with guys. And I think people realize how good of an athlete he is, too. He's not just some, you know, tall drink of water that can play quarterback. I mean, he is one of the most decorated athletes to come out of Grand Island in a long time. He was a starting shortstop in baseball, led the team in basketball and scoring, and he was also, I think he qualified for long jump as a senior in state track when he went out for track. And he's an all-around athlete, and you know, Tim Christo, Monty's dad and a longtime D coordinator, he always told me that he's as good of a quarterback as he's seen out in that area in his coaching career, and I believe that. And I think he could have easily gone to a number of Division I programs if people would have evaluated him properly in high school.
Just the last minute here with Sean Callahan, because I don't want his hot wings to get cold there in Lincoln before the game this afternoon. But, Sean, now the team will have about 10 days off. What will anybody be staying? Do they all take off? Is there a routine? And what still needs to be done between now and the spring game?
Well, yeah, both said 99% of the guys will go home. The ones that might stay back are the ones that require injury treatment from the trainers every day. So most guys go home. Like Tommy Armstrong, he's from Texas, but he's going to Gulfport, Mississippi, because his mom lives down there and he's got to visit his mom. So a lot of the guys will go home and spend time and relax. But there really isn't much left now until the spring game. Nebraska will have 5 more practices than the spring game is the 15th practice. So I personally kind of like that setup, because then when you get off the break, it's like, all right, one more practice week, and then you're basically in the spring game. And, you know, the players will have to come back ready to go on that Monday, because they'll only have 5 practices of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday to get ready to go, and the spring game will be there.
All right, Sean, you got a prediction for today, and will you root for Creighton after the Nebraska game?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Nebraska. I think that as long as they hit shots in the zone defense, they need Pitchford to really make Baylor pay, and they got to check out on the boards and not allow Baylor's big guys to get the tip-in points. But I'll take Nebraska in a tight game. I want Creighton to win. I grew up in Omaha. I don't want to say I'm a Jaysker, but my dad has season tickets to Creighton and Nebraska basketball and Husker football, and he goes to all the games. And growing up, I went to a lot of Creighton. I went to a lot of Nebraska games. I mean, so I did grow up following both programs. Like my mom was actually Dana Alton's wife's roommate in college at UNK for 3 years, and my dad played football with Dirk Altman at Nebraska and UNK. So our family always liked the Altmans when they were at Creighton, because we knew them pretty well, and but we always like Nebraska, too. So, I mean, I want to see both programs win, but obviously being a graduate of Nebraska, I think when they play, I think I'd rather see – you want to see Nebraska probably win that game. But can they win that game? That's a big question. I think they'd have to hope that Creighton doesn't come out and shoot lights out, because if they shoot lights out, I don't think there's anybody in the country that can beat them.
Well, let's just hope that we get that opportunity on Sunday. Sean, last question. I'll let you get out of here. How long has the Husker Online website been in existence? When did it debut?
Well, we've been with I've been with Nebraska Rival site in some capacity since 2001 and 2002. And we used to have a partnership Rival did with Huskers Illustrated, and that ended. And we started Husker Online, I think, 4 years ago or 3 years ago. Somewhere in that vicinity. So, I've always been the Nebraska Rivals guy. We just changed our name. It's basically, I told people we're the same restaurant. We just got a new sign out front. So we've been around for a number of years.
Well, I'm just willing to make a small statement here, because we don't want to say investment on this radio show. I would have to say that for the fans out there, you go to Husker Online, there's the main story, there's the 5 most recent stories, and then you can go to latest news. This is the first time I've ever been on the Husker Online site where the top 6 stories, none had to do with football. Sean, is that a first?
I believe you're right. No recruiting stories. I think we have 1 baseball story on there previewing the Big Ten season, and then 4 or 5 basketball stories. But we got a lot of good basketball coverage. I mean, we interviewed Doc Sather yesterday. We interviewed, obviously, the Baylor people, the Nebraska people, and, there's just – when you're in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 16 years, it better take precedence with the team you cover. And why the World Herald's got 7 writers down in San Antonio.
Yeah, that's probably not the only reason they got 7. Well, Sean, we'll let you get back to enjoying a little time off and watching the games today. Always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again when the kids get back to spring football.
Hey, thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
Always great. Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com. Check it out, plus the book, 100 Things Nebraska Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And we will have some copies of that book as we give away to some of our winners in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge, brought to you not only by our friends here at Cunningham's, where we are hanging out today, but by the folks at Bud Light, along with our friends at Big Dally's Deli, Russell's Appliance, Papa John's, Godfather's in Hastings. We've got some great sponsors, and of course a lot of that has to do with food, Jimmy, and I'm going to have some food here today at Cunningham's. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I am too. There's no doubt about it.
Come on in, folks, and enjoy the games. The doors are open. They opened early today at 10:30. That's when our show started. Come on in, grab your seat. Television's everywhere. There's not a bad seat in the house, so come on in and watch the NCAA tournament. Nebraska tips it off at 11:40 against Baylor. Schedule that extended lunch today here at Cunningham's. We'll be back with more, including Steve Anderson of Fauner Park, right after this.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape, going green with the best.
Hi, it's Colin. Getting your mailing and shipping done can seem like a no-win situation. Going to the post office takes up valuable time, leasing a postage meter, expensive multi-year commitment, hidden fees, yeah. Well, you know a better way, and we know a better way. Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print real official U.S. postage, any letter, for any package, right from your desk, using your own computer and printer. Even get special postage discounts you can't get at the post office. Plus, Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter at just a fraction of the cost. You can save up to 80% compared to a postage meter, and you'll avoid those time-consuming trips and standing in line at the post office. Right now, use my first name, Colin, for a special offer. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale, and up to $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic, top of the homepage, type in my name, Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
College basketball is heating up, and there's one place for all the madness. Get to Dave & Buster's, the only place to watch the games and play the games. Watch all the hoops on tons of huge HD TVs and get awesome game time food. Try the pretzel dogs or the Mountain O' Nachos. Plus, there are always new games in the Midway. Visit bestsportsbarever.com to find the Dave & Buster's location nearest you and get free gameplay. Dave & Buster's, the only place to watch the games and play the games.
Golic, you know what traveling and basketball and traveling for business both have in common?
Sure do. A lot of business travelers end up feeling penalized for something almost every time they travel.
Right, but La Quinta Inns and Suites gets that, so they take care of one big problem with the LQ Instant Hold mobile feature that lets you hold your hotel room on your mobile with just your phone number.
You mean no credit card, just a phone number?
That's exactly right.
That sounds like a slam dunk to me.
If Instant Hold sounds like a slam dunk to you, let La Quinta take care of you so you can take care of business. Instant Hold a room like never before at LQ.com.
Again this year at the Vital Signs Health Fair, walk through the Roland Colon, a 120-foot long, 8-foot-high inflatable colon. Learn how you can prevent, treat, and beat colon cancer. While you are there, have your hearing, vision, height, and weight checked. Find out how well you sleep and breathe, all for free. Bring your old or unused prescription and over-the-counter medications so they can be disposed of safely. All good reasons to attend the Vital Signs Health Fair this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds, 7 to 1 each day.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on live. Got the first half hour already in the books. And the first game today will be Duke and Mercer, tipping off at 11:15. The second game to tip will be Nebraska-Baylor, and that goes at 11:40. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day: which region is the toughest in the NCAA tournament? Pretty close in this vote. 47% went with the Wichita State region, with Louisville, Duke, and Michigan in there. So the Midwest region, 47%. South region, 37%, with Florida, Kansas, Syracuse, and UCLA, followed by the West and the East. Now, our Midtown Mart Cooler question, brought to you by Midtown Mart, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics in Hastings, with Whoopers and Hoopers going on, folks. Don't forget, if you're stocking up at the motel room or a house party or just to watch basketball, Midtown Mart is there for you, and they welcome you into Hastings. How many NCAA men's brackets did you fill out this year? Zero. Just the one because of integrity. 2-4, 5-9, or you filled out everything you could find. Jimmy, how many did you fill out?
I just filled out two.
Two?
And, yeah, I just filled out two. And I had to go back and write them down and get them all organized because I didn't know which pool I had which team in, you know, and et cetera. So, yeah. I think I took every first-round team the same. All I did was make some switches, you know, as they went down. I think I have one pool that I have UCLA win it, and the other one I think I might have I don't even know right off the top of my head. I think it's Kansas maybe winning the other one. So UCLA and Kansas. You know what I thought was interesting, though? I was the only guy in the whole contest to pick UCLA to win the tournament.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, isn't that something? No, but what I'm saying, we have over 400 entries, and they're a four seed. You know what I mean? And, I mean, we're going, hey, I'll tell you what. I mean, that to me, that's interesting that only
And you're right there. You're right there. We have one. Daniel Schmidt went 16-for-16, and he's got my Villanova team.
Sure.
And by the way, on the Midtown Mark question, I went in the 5-9 brackets, and I never took Villanova, and it's because I saw a mini stat that said a team that loses in the first round of its conference tournament has never won the national title, so that would be Villanova, and so I did not pick them. I've got them in the Final Four in a lot of my 5-9 brackets, but there you go. Vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. We actually have 14 people that went 15-1 yesterday. That, I think, is pretty darn impressive.
That is very impressive, that 15-1. I noticed when I looked at that, it was amazing how many people took UConn, I think, over St. Joe in that 15 group. You know what I mean? All of them, about everybody had that went 15. That was a win that they got, you know, and
We do have a few people that have taken Wichita State. There's a good number of Louisvilles. There's a couple Michigan States. There's your UCLA. There's a Syracuse in there, which was number one for so long. And I'm trying to find another team. There's the first Duke all the way down in 61st place. There is a Creighton. There is a Wisconsin. But as far as anybody going, except a couple people that just filled out the impossible bracket where they took all the upsets and ended up taking Coastal Carolina in the Elite Eight. I mean, your UCLA, there's an Iowa State. I see an Iowa State on it for a national champ as well. There's an Arizona. There's not very many Arizonas out there for being a number one seed.
Well, you know, another one, Syracuse had a lot of success early. I mean, if you thought about who was ranked number one in the nation, I think for the longest period of time, Florida and Syracuse had to be one and two, and I don't know which team was, you know, the longest. I know Florida is now, of course, but being ranked number one and two, Syracuse. Now, being in the top two, I think Wichita State's been there the longest. You know, they've been in the top two, but yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of investing opportunities this weekend, including Fodder Park, where it's going to be good for racing. And high atop the water tower is Steve Anderson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. You know, the water tower, that's probably the nicest thing you've ever used to describe the comfy surroundings that they call the press box or the crow's nest out there at Fodder. But I'm humbled by the fact that Jimmy, you and Doug both have time to squeeze me in on this March Madness Friday. I mean, what a great weekend, all kinds of things going on. And somebody told me there's a Major League Baseball game. Has it already been played? It's part of the official season? In Australia? Is that true?
Yeah, the Dodgers are playing down there. You know, I'm going to be honest. I think it's still to come. I don't think they have played it yet, but it is definitely this weekend. So I hope you had your draft done.
Guys.
Hey, talk to us. Tell us about the mutual handle. How's the mutual handle been at Fodder Park? and also the attendance? I know they come hand in hand a lot, but how's the mutual handle been?
The mutual handle's been terrific, guys. Well, the Saturdays have just been awesome. We're on the third year now of an upward swing that's just incredible. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to come over the course of the first four weekends. Of course, we lost that second weekend on a Saturday and Sunday because of the weather, but you've actually needed a shoehorn to get people in to any reserved seating area. The clubhouse, the turf club, and the skyline that sits above the regular grandstand have just been packed. You know, this new 50-cent pick five wager caught on early, and then it went out in the third weekend and paid a little over $8,000. And I've been disappointed as a result of that. It goes back down to a guaranteed minimum $5,000 pool, and the interest has almost been cut in half. Now, we've got a lot of folks that play Fauner Park outside of the state of Nebraska that keep firing away at this thing. I think maybe folks in Illinois and Ohio and down in Arizona and New Mexico and Oklahoma and Louisiana, all the other states that pick up Fauner Racing are more plugged into these horizontal kind of bets, the doubles, the pick threes, the pick fives, but I still look for this thing to grow and at least maybe to get to five figures. Jimmy, you don't think the day will never come when it's up there towards $4 million, which is where it stands right now in that 20-cent pick six they offer down at Gulfstream.
There's no way it's going to do that. And one reason it's not going to do that, I don't think, is I just don't...
Because you'll hit it.
No, I don't think enough people will play it. I mean, like you're saying, I mean, there's a certain time where you'll have a couple $29 winners or, you know, something like that, and then you'll probably get the pool yourself. But what they're doing is they're getting $70 winners and $40 winners, and there's five or six winning tickets, so it just carries over, you know. So I just can't see that fun, because the day it got hit...
A lot of baby races, I call them maidens. I mean, you know, terrific horses at every level, but you look at that thing and you just shake your head because it's almost unhittable. But it's a thing that I think you need to educate the fans on. Slowly, we've tried to reinforce, how to do this. You don't have to wager a whole lot to win a whole lot in this regard. 50 cents certainly makes the price right in that regard. I was really kind of disappointed, Jimmy, that when I started to investigate and then wrote a story on the people that won the pick five a couple of weeks ago, I thought, you know, they'd have maybe an $8, $10 ticket, or maybe they just bet straight numbers, you know, with their lucky numbers, whatever the case may be, to take down the $8,000. And lo and behold, they had a $216 ticket. Of course, everybody and his dog were in on it as they tried to sell shares on this ticket right up until the fourth race of that pick five sequence. So, who knows?
Steve Anderson, track announcer, Fauner Park, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. We're live at Cunningham's for the second big day of the NCAA tournament. Steve, what else is going on at Fauner this weekend?
Well, good question. Horse racing's front and center, so I'll focus on that first. A mild surprise yesterday morning when I saw trainer Chuck Turco come into the racing office and enter Diamond Joe back after 2 weeks. He won the Ogetal Stakes, just exerted enough, energy to get the job done in his season debut 2 weeks ago. He's going to run tomorrow in the $25,000 Budweiser Tondi Stakes. Now, he is now on the same trail that he was last year, which culminated with the win in the $75,000 Boston Gus Fauner Stakes. Turco has told me time and time again that he wanted to give this horse a little more downtime in between races, and I really thought, and I think his original plan was, that he wouldn't run him back in 2 weeks. They'd come back the first weekend in April, run in the Dowd Mile, and then 3 weeks after that, they'd be primed for another great effort in the Boss Cap. He was a little bit perplexed. I think he probably, and I'm talking about Chuck Turco, but what a feather in our hat that we get to see Diamond Joe. I mean, he is the darling horse And we've been fortunate over all these years at Fire to have one standout, somebody you could really root for, and there's a cult growing here. And if you haven't been to Fire when Diamond Joe ran, you hear it throughout the crowd, and it just swells as race comes, and then he's been winning every time they bring him over. Joe. I mean, they come down to the winner's circle. It's really... It's an experience now that I've seen two or three times that is unequal to anything that I can compare it to as far as Fauna racing goes over, and I've been going to the track for 50 years, guys. But he runs tomorrow. That'll go as race 10 on 11 race card. Don't forget, we start racing now on Fridays at 3. But after Joe, I don't know where else to go when you talk about horse racing. They've got wrestling going on in the Heartland Event Center that I haven't taken the time to study and exactly explain what kind of wrestling it is. Doug, I assume that you're tuned into that. There's the Iron Horse Bike Show. They'll be down on the main concourse on Saturday and Sunday, and the Harley-Davidson guys come from near and far. They spend way more money than I ever thought about investing at the windows or in a horse on these two-wheelers, but there's always something going on. I just always recommend to come early and stay late, and if you don't have a room already reserved in this town, I think you might as well just stay in the Kearney area and commute over here, because this place is bursting at the seams.
That's great to hear, Steve. We always enjoy it, and I know if folks want to watch both basketball and horse racing, the Fauna Kino Lounge is there. Great time. They can sit there, and they can enjoy it all in one area, and hopefully the weather's just nice enough that we can lean on the rail and watch the horses come down the stretch.
Actually, you know, the weather is just ugly enough that it works for us. What else can you do on Saturday and Sunday if, in fact, it's only in the 40s? We welcome you to come over anytime. Press box door is always open. Water tower, whatever you want to call it. We can't wait to see you guys at the races.
Steve-O, who'd you have in your bracket? I can't let you go until you give me your NCAA.
Trying to steer you in the opposite direction. You're not going to believe me. I did not fill out a bracket this year after I heard Warren Buffett spouting off about the quadrillion to one chance of hitting every game, you know, and putting $1 billion up. I started thinking back. I probably put at least 40 brackets together in my life. I can never, ever remember getting past the first round with two or three losses, if in fact it wasn't a lot more than that. I lost my desire. I don't know why. I watched Louisville last night. I'm a Rick Pitino guy because he loves thoroughbred horse racing. He's an owner of Golden Sense that ran in the Derby last year. And I was impressed at the tenacity of this group to look adversity in the state in that pesky Manhattan team. And even though I know they predicted it was going to be a blowout, they certainly showed their class down the stretch. So I'm rooting for Louisville. I couldn't be more tickled to death if Nebraska, my alma mater, wins this morning and can face Creighton in a rematch. I think that'd probably be the greatest single day in the sport of basketball, and I've been around a long time. I'd love to see that play out.
All right, Steve-O, enjoy the weekend. We'll catch up with you again soon, and enjoy the horse racing.
Hey, guys, as always, it's our pleasure. Enjoy talking to you. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Steve Anderson, track announcer, Fauna Park in Grand Island. Post time today, 3 o'clock. And, of course, they're there for you Saturday and Sunday. Good times over at Fauna. Want to remind you that we are here at Cunningham's getting ready for the Nebraska and Baylor game, tipping off at 11:40, which will then be followed by Creighton taking on Louisiana Lafayette. Wherever you're at and wherever you're going to watch basketball, be sure to get all loaded up with our friends at Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend. Grab your food for the ball games fresh from their smokehouse. They've got snack sticks, summer sausage, jalapeno cheddar summer sausage and snack sticks, plus all the beef wieners, bratwurst, state fair brats, andouille, Polish dogs, and hot brats. From the smokehouse, you know that Carrie and the gang know what's going on. They've got it there for you. They know it's a big weekend. Plus, they know it's Lenten season. Plenty of fish for Lent and your fish fries, steaks, ground beef, beer, and wines as well. Whatever it is you want, it's there for you with all of their USDA Choice Certified Angus beef and their quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Always makes the mouth water, and it's always good in your belly when you see Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Think of them when it's tournament time. When we come back, we'll catch up with Rick Heller, the new head baseball coach at Iowa, and more on the NCAA tournament. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Whoopers and Hoopers basketball. Hundreds of former men's and women's Division I, II, and III players. $8 wristbands at the door for the entire weekend. Plus free slam dunk and three-point competitions. And a players' party at the auditorium with admission at the door. Details at hastingschamber.com. Starts this Friday through Sunday. Brought to you by the Hastings Chamber of Commerce.
You'll always find fresh values at Subway, where this March, we've got two favorites as our featured values. The much-loved meatball marinara continues as our featured $5 footlong. Try it with peppers and melty mozzarella, along with our signature marinara sauce. And don't miss the better-for-you Black Forest ham, our $3 6-inch select. On freshly baked bread with your choice of veggies like crunchy cucumbers. Get them both all month long as our March featured values. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax prices. Participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Hey, mate, welcome to the Bar at Outback, home of the new bar menu starting at just $4.
So what's on special?
Well, we like to say everything.
And later tonight?
Everything.
And tomorrow?
Everything.
So what you're saying is?
Everything.
In the Outback, you could say everything's on special in our new bar menu starting at $4 and going all day, every day. Delicious new appetizers like margarita flatbread and tall drinks, they're starting at just $4. Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right. Only available in the bar area. Prices, products, and participation.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With some sunshine developing during the day today, we'll head up to 54 for a high, with northwest wind staying gusty at about 15 to 30. For tonight, with increasing cloud cover late, we'll head back to a low of 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 46.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on from Cunningham's Journal. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. We'll bug out early in time for the tip-off of the Nebraska and Baylor game, which will be followed by Creighton taking on Louisiana Lafayette. Don't forget tomorrow, the Nebraska women take on Fresno State. Tip-off at 3 o'clock. It's on ESPN2, and as the men are, the Breeze 94.5 FM. Also, wrestling continues. We touched on that a little bit. Want to get to a couple of other sports notes here. Nebraska baseball team, we're going to talk with Coach Heller here in a moment, is at Iowa this weekend. First pitch this afternoon at 3. The Nebraska softball team opens conference play at home against Minnesota. First pitch tonight at 6. Hastings baseball lost to Valley City State 11-5 yesterday. They're 5-10, and they'll wrap up their spring trip in Tucson by taking on Mayville State today. The Hastings softball team is in action Saturday and Sunday. They are back from their spring trip. UNK baseball teams open up a four-game series at Emporia State, and the softball team has doubleheaders on the road this weekend as well. The Nebraska Danger playing at Bemidji tonight, and the Tri-City Storm is home tonight and tomorrow, taking on the Green Bay Gamblers at the Viero Events Center. At UNK today, it's the Class B High School Indoor Track Meet. Yesterday, Hastings St. Cecilia swept the team titles in Class C. Then A and D will be going on tomorrow. Soccer, tennis, all the golf, all the spring sports got underway yesterday. And Jimmy, I know you're going to be disappointed and wonder what's going on. The Nebraska sand volleyball season got underway yesterday, and Nebraska lost 5-0. They were swept in both matches against second-ranked Southern Cal and third-ranked Hawaii. Nebraska's ranked seventh, just so you know.
Yeah, with those two schools, yeah, that'd be just amazing upsets if we're going to beat those people. So I don't feel bad. Their mind might have been on something else. You know what I mean?
Hawaii, Arizona, and Southern Cal is who they will play today in Hawaii. Rough spring break there.
Yeah, it's a tough deal.
That's a little rough. Somebody
has to coach that team. You know what I mean? Somebody has to step up and do it. Yeah, take those kids.
Former Tri-City Storm goaltender Adam Wilcox, who was named the Big Ten Hockey Player of the Year at Minnesota, is now one of the 10 finalists for the Hobey Baker Award. That's the Heisman of college hockey. So cool there for Adam Wilcox, and best of luck to him. Also, the Lou Platt and Centennial All-Conference basketball teams came out this week. I'll give you a quick rundown of who made it. Lou Platt boys first team, they've got 7 or 8 on each one. David Bolin of Adams Central, Brady Rasmus of Duluth City, Creighton Burr of Donovan Trumbull, Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon, Blake Holtmeyer of Kearney Catholic, Alex Faye of Ord, Blake Cremosta, and Jake Techmeyer of Ravenna. For the girls, Josie Bumgardner of Adams Central, Casey Korlikowski of Centura, Kaylee Glover, Donovan Trumbull, Allie Prasoski, Kearney Catholic, Amy Johnson and Kaylin Bassnett of Ravenna, and Kelsey Baugh of Wood River. As far as the Centennial Conference in the West Division, on the first team for the boys, Johanna Guy-Fawn and Elijah Hunter of Central Catholic, Brooks Asher, Alex Sheehy, Logan Power, Sheehy and Asher from St. Cecilia. For the girls, they on the first team in that West Division, Megan Kranick of Grand Island Central Catholic, then Chandra Farmer, Claire Hamburger, and Morgan Nicola of Hastings St. Cecilia. One funny thing I saw this morning going through all the headlines in the social media, you know how Ohio State, Jimmy, refers to themselves as the Ohio State? Well, today, the Dayton Daily News, the headline was the University of Dayton.
You knew. We talked about that game beforehand, about 63 miles away or 67 or whatever they are, that, hey, the Dayton players are sick and tired of hearing about how good Ohio State players are.
Yeah.
And if you're honest about it, probably, and I'm not in all cases, because not in all cases is this true, but probably Ohio State's players probably, when they were recruited, were at a little higher level. I'm not saying that's all possible because, I mean, if you can't say that about the Creighton players and the Nebraska players in basketball. I mean, that's not true in our state. So it may not be true there, but I'm just guessing it might be at Ohio State and Dayton.
Well, Husker baseball gets underway for Big Ten action this weekend, and every time we talk Huskers, we talk T&L center pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependable with every T&L irrigation system. So, folks, to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, and if you haven't done it, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today. You don't want to run out of time because performing basic maintenance in the off season pays you back when the summer heat arrives. So call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. We've got the NCAA basketball tournament. We've got the wrestling championships. All Iowa's worried about is finally getting to play a home baseball game, and we begin Big Ten play this weekend. Nebraska traveling to Iowa to take on the Hawkeyes, who have gotten off to a solid start, and in his first year is Rick Heller. He's an Iowa guy, and he has got charge of the Hawkeyes in his initial visit here to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning. Thanks so much for the time, and how do you feel things are going so far with the Hawkeyes?
Well, we're off to a good start. I'm pleased with how hard our guys are playing, and you know, when you take over a new program, I mean, the biggest thing that you want to achieve that first year is establishing a certain level of effort and energy and how you go about your business and make sure that the guys at least are doing what they can and to play hard every day, and that gives you a chance. And so that's been one of our big focus since we arrived, is just trying to get the guys to buy into winning every day and doing things right and letting the wins and losses take care of themselves. And so far, so good. I'm real pleased with how our guys have adapted to us, and they welcomed us with open arms when our staff came in. And it's been a lot of fun working with these guys. And you know, we have an older team. It's a kind of unique situation. We only have 3 seniors, and then there's like I think we have 17 juniors. So it's not a situation where you're going to come in and overhaul the team with that first year's recruiting class. And honestly, with the late hire in late July, I mean, most of the 2014 guys were pretty much taken at that point. So we knew coming in that we were going to play with this team for essentially 2 years, and we needed to do the best job we possibly could with changing the culture within the group we had and doing a great job of developing the players that we have.
Coach, I've seen that you've used the word potential quite a bit here. You didn't take over a horrible program. As you said, there's a lot of kids that have played some baseball there. Have you seen some of that potential? You guys are hitting the ball pretty good right now. Have you seen some of that potential early on?
Yeah, we definitely have. You know, on the position player side especially, you know, we returned a lot of starters, a lot of guys back, and just needed to really tweak some things and change a few things that I felt like would help us you know, be better in all facets of the offensive game. And then the defense that we inherited was a fairly solid defensive team, and I think we've even ratcheted that up a little bit better, and I think we're a pretty solid defensive team at this point. The situation that I wasn't prepared for was that we inherited a pitching staff that had a bunch of injuries that I didn't know about when I arrived, and you know, 4 of the top 6 arms were on the shelf when I got here in the fall, and that was a little unnerving, as you can imagine. And you know, like Taylor Kaufman was one of our best arms last year, and Taylor is not able to pitch yet. He had some shoulder surgery in the fall, and then Josh Marching was a guy who was tearing it up in the prospect league and having a great season, and we thought he would be a guy that would really help us, and he ended up having Tommy John. He blew his elbow out in the summer, and then we inherited 2 of the top recruits came in with arm problems that haven't pitched yet for us. So we're a little slim on the mound, but the guys we do have really stepped up and did a nice job.
We're talking with first-year Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller. Not his first gig, though, because he picked up career win number 700 earlier this week, beating Georgetown. Congratulations on that, coach. And getting back to the pitching just a little bit, with that, have you set your Big Ten opening weekend rotation?
Yes, we will go with Calvin Matthews on Friday, and Calvin has been our opening game starter in all of our series so far. And then we will go with Sasha Kubel in game 2 and then Tyler Payton in game 3.
I see that Sasha was one of those preseason selections to kind of stand out for you. He has got you a couple of wins, but his ERA is up there a little bit. How has he done so far?
He's off to a rough start. We actually bumped him from the rotation the last 2 weeks. He didn't start against K-State. And he didn't start in the first 3 games in our last Florida trip, but he threw this past Monday, and we've been working on some things. Our pitching coach, Scott Brickman, and Sasha, and basically the whole staff trying to push the right buttons to get Sasha back on track, because he is one guy on our staff that's capable of beating some of the better teams in the league, and he's just you know, had a rough time feeling for things, and his command hasn't been where it needed to be, and some other things that we needed to tweak with his mechanics. And he came out Monday, and he looked the best that he had looked all season long. And you know, with his experience, and especially the year he had as a freshman, we decided to roll Sasha back out there on Saturday.
We're talking here with Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller. I see that the conference schedule hasn't done you guys any favors, starting out with Nebraska, Michigan, and Indiana, which many people believe will be 3 of the top teams in the conference. And I know the non-conference schedule, we're not fooling anybody. You guys are 12-5, but you haven't exactly played the top 10 teams in the country. How anxious are you to see how good you guys are?
Well, I mean, it's gonna be a challenge, as you said. I mean, it's probably as tough a schedule as you could ask for to start the Big Ten season, and that's why it was so important, I felt, that we were able to at least play at home this weekend. It was nip and tuck and trying to get it in, because you know, we've been on the road every weekend, and then to have to go to Nebraska this weekend would have been rough, and then head to Michigan next week. So anyway, we had to do everything in our power to try to get a weekend off where we could play at home, which hopefully would neutralize things a little bit. But like you said, we haven't played, you know, the schedule that Nebraska has or Michigan or Indiana. Those guys knew they had strong clubs, and they went out and they played some of the best competition they could. You know, our program really isn't in that position, and honestly, I inherited this schedule. This is not a schedule that I made. So you play the games you play, and do the best you can. And you know, quite honestly, we needed to win games. We needed to find out, or we needed to teach these guys how to win and what it feels like to win, and you know, hopefully build our confidence as much as we can heading into the Big Ten season. And you know, the big issue for us is that not only are we facing a really good Nebraska team, but they're one of the best hitting teams in the country, and they're hitting like 322 against, you know, big time arms. It isn't like they played a bad schedule. I mean, they're facing legit guys, and they're hitting 322, which tells me they're one of the top hitting teams in the entire country. And we all know that Indiana is going to be right there with them as far as the offense goes. Two of the better hitting teams. So our weakness on the mound, I guess I would say weakness in depth, doesn't match up great with their ability to hit. So we're going to have to play great baseball. We know coming into this series that we're going to have to eliminate free bases, and we're going to have to make plays, and we're going to have to play our best to have a chance to win.
Just a last minute here with the head baseball coach at Iowa, Rick Heller, as they get ready to open up Big Ten play with Nebraska this weekend. It's actually their home opener. Coach, I know you got a couple of kids coming back offensively that were supposed to light things up, and you guys are hitting 309, but Jake Yesenich can also steal some bases. Tell us a little bit about the hot start he's had.
He's a really good player, and not just a one-dimensional guy. I mean, he's our shortstop. He plays great defense. He's fast. His speed really plays, which you know, is why he has some stolen bases. He runs the bases well. He runs the bases fast. He has good instincts. And offensively, he hits in our three hole. His power numbers are down a little bit. He sprained his wrist early in the season, and he's just now kind of getting back to 100%. So I'm hoping that you'll see those numbers rise here in the next few weeks. But he's a clutch guy. He's a guy you want up, you know, with runners in scoring position, and you know, he's just a good all-around player.
Finally, Coach, a lot has been made of what's going on with Coach McCaffrey on the basketball side and his son. And I knew just being there for 1 year, maybe not as close as some of the other guys. But can you take us what the coaching fraternity there at Iowa has kind of been like here the last week?
Well, I mean, everybody's pulling behind Fran, and I know we've exchanged some notes, and you know, we're all on the road, but we're all behind him and all with him, and you know, to go through something like that, it definitely puts things in perspective.
Last question: what's it mean? I just want to know what it means for an Iowa guy to get a chance to coach his home state baseball team. You've been at Upper Iowa, you've been at Northern Iowa, spent obviously time at Indiana State, but you're an Iowa boy, and now you get a chance to take the Hawkeyes to that next level.
Well, it feels great. I mean, I had a good job at Indiana State, and things were going well. But to have the chance to come back, like you said, to the home state, place I grew up, I was at Lute Olson's basketball camps, you know, back in the day, and you know, with us being the only Division I baseball program in the state, it's almost added pressure, if you want to say it that way, and I mean in a good way. But the whole state, I think, is pulling for us. I mean, it's not a situation now where the Iowa State and the UNI guys are against you. I think we're all together. All the baseball people in the state want to see Iowa do well in baseball, so we have something to be proud of. And I can't tell you how many notes and calls I received from guys from Iowa State and from UNI and from all over that really didn't have any attachment to Iowa, but just want to see our state have a quality Division I program. And you know, so with that being said, I mean, taking it very seriously, we're going to work our tails off and do the best we possibly can to bring some respectability to our program.
Well, Coach, it's a pleasure getting a chance to have our initial visit here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We wish you nothing but success for the Hawkeyes, and hopefully a great Big Ten season for you guys. Thanks for the time.
No, I really appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks a lot.
That's head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Rick Heller, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And it looks like, and this is their home opener. That's the thing that keeps getting to me, is that this is their home opener. They were supposed to play earlier this week, but the weather waxed them out, Jimmy. So there's going to be a lot of festivities getting ready for the afternoon home opener.
You know, a lot of those schools in the north didn't get to play hardly ever. They used to go on the road a lot. They might have 25 games on the road. you know, but now the facilities are a little bit better with, you know, the way the fields are made with AstroTurf and that type of stuff, that you can at least host some games.
Well, what do you think you'd have made if you would have bet the money line yesterday and went 16 for 16 in the NCAA tournament?
If you're betting $10, is that what you started off with?
Whatever.
I don't know. Give me a shot.
I don't know. My sources tell me that a $100 bet would have got you over $28,000 if you'd have hit it.
A $100 bet would have got you $28,000.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that'd be about right. Yeah, well, that'd be about right.
I didn't hit it.
On the money line.
Thank God I didn't invest in it.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you had five overtime games you'd had to sweat out. Oh. A layup here and a free throw there. And
you'd have been sitting there in that last one, San Diego State, New Mexico State, holding your fortune. That would be a little rough. We are here at Cunningham's. We're about ready to wrap up the show and turn it over to Nebraska Baylor. Duke and Mercer are tied at 17 midway through the first half, and we'll be back to wrap up the show after this.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Hi, folks. Terry Bradshaw here. Fan Appreciation Day is every day for my friends over at Ferguson. With Ferguson's Pro Plus, not only do you get discounts on services that help you manage and promote your company, but you can score points for cool stuff like sports gear, gadgets, trips, and more. Best of all, it's free to enroll, and you get 1,500 points for just signing up. Visit Ferguson.com and get in the game. When completions count, connect with Ferguson.
For a limited time, score double points on all American Standard products. Check out Ferguson.com/Pro Plus.
Golic, you know what traveling and basketball and traveling for business both have in common?
Sure do. A lot of business travelers end up feeling penalized for something almost every time they travel.
Right, but La Quinta Inns and Suites gets that, so they take care of one big problem with the LQ Instant Hold mobile feature that lets you hold your hotel room on your mobile with just your phone number.
You mean no credit card, just a phone number?
That's exactly right.
That sounds like a slam dunk to me.
If Instant Hold sounds like a slam dunk to you, let La Quinta take care of you so you can take care of business. Instant Hold a room like never before at LQ.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go Jeremy!
Lace him up.
Right away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull
it
over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Wrapping it up on this Friday. Enjoy the basketball, everyone. First, Jimmy, though, Chris from Lawrence is going to Fauner Park for the first time this weekend. He wants to know if you've got any tips for a first-timer.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You want to bet about four jockeys, and that's it. You'll be able to figure out who they are. Get a program and look really good on which four of those jockeys are. And they are obvious. And I know their names, and I could give them to you, but I'm probably not going to do it on there. But those four – They're who you want to play, and you just play them all day long.
Take the winning jockeys so far this year. There's your tip, Chris. Just no matter what, take those guys and see how it all pans out. We've been here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Happy birthday to Andy. He's had his birthday this weekend. He's hoping for a Nebraska win today, and that puts them in a better mood and great deals. It doesn't matter win, lose, or draw. Always at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Check them out this weekend or after the basketball. Go online to thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way, where they're donating for every vehicle sold to the St. Jude's Foundation this month at the Midway Auto Dealership. Jimmy, Nebraska Baylor, your prediction is?
I want to know for your prediction, Doug. You go first.
For the first time, I have a bad feeling. I took Baylor. I've split them on the brackets. I just got a bad feeling. I'm going to root my butt off for Nebraska because I think they got something going really cool, but I'm taking Baylor.
I'll tell you what. You know, the way I look at it, we just got the opening tip, so we're up a little bit right now. Let's just stay with it right there.
We want to thank Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com, Rick Heller, Iowa baseball coach, Steve Anderson over at Bonner Park. Jimmy, we'll see you Monday to break it all down.
Sounds great.
Enjoy the game right now here at Cunningham's or on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Huskers up
2-0.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.